Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is February 21st, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1, HEV-targeted antibody-drug conjugate promotes long-term cardiac allograft acceptance. An antibody-drug conjugate targeting high endothelial venules and lymph nodes has been shown to promote long-term cardiac allograft acceptance. This therapeutic strategy leverages the crucial role of high endothelial venules in mediating naive T-cell entry into lymph nodes, a vital step for transplant acceptance under costimulatory blockade. The conjugate specifically targets a glycoprotein containing 6-sulfosialyl-Lewis-10 on these venules, which forms the binding site for L-selectin on naive T-cells. This approach offers a novel mechanism to prevent immune rejection in heart transplant recipients. Article number 2. Aspirin use, lipoprotein, A, and calcific aortic valve disease, the multi-ethnic study of atherosclerosis. In this observational study of up to 6,598 participants, lipoprotein, A, and LDL cholesterol were confirmed as causally linked to aortic valve calcium and aortic stenosis. The analysis found that aspirin use was not associated with incident aortic valve calcium or aortic stenosis. This lack of association held true regardless of baseline lipoprotein, A, or LDL cholesterol levels. The data suggests that aspirin does not mitigate the risk of calcific aortic valve disease in individuals with high lipoprotein, A. Article number 3. Temporal hemodynamic patterns in cardiogenic shock treated with isolated PVAD and combined therapy with VAE-CMO. This study described the temporal hemodynamic patterns observed in cardiogenic shock patients receiving either an isolated microaxial flow pump or combined therapy with veno-arterial extracorporeal membrane oxygenation. Hemodynamic indices were analyzed from pre-device installation, post-installation, and 24 hours after, up to device explantation, using data from the UNLOADERSP, VAD registry. The study characterized these hemodynamic trends for both treatment groups. Hospital survival was also analyzed in relation to these patterns, providing comparative data on mechanical circulatory support strategies in cardiogenic shock. Article number 4. Prolonged QT interval and risk of recurrent stroke in the atrial cardiopathy and antithrombotic drugs in prevention after cryptogenic stroke Arcadia trial. A secondary analysis of the ARCAD1A trial found that a prolonged QT interval independently predicted an increased risk of recurrent stroke or systemic embolism in patients with cryptogenic stroke and atrial cardiopathy. This association held true for both the apixaban arm, with a hazard ratio of 1.70, 95% confidence interval 1.05 to 2.75, and the aspirin arm, showing a hazard ratio of 1.76, 95% confidence interval 1.05 to 2.95. The overall adjusted hazard ratio for this risk was 1.73, 95% confidence interval 1.25 to 2.38, with no significant interaction between QT interval prolongation and treatment assignment, p-value 0.95. This data demonstrates that prolonged QT interval is an independent predictor of recurrent stroke, regardless of antithrombotic treatment. Article number 5. Predictors of stroke volume improvement with a V-optimized conduction system, pacing in patients with a V-dromotropathy. This study identified electrocardiographic and echocardiographic predictors of acute stroke volume improvement with A5. Optimized conduction system pacing in 19 symptomatic first-degree atrioventricular block patients. Electrocardiographic predictors included a QRS duration greater than or equal to 120 milliseconds, with an odds ratio of 17.5, and a prolonged PR interval, with an odds ratio of 1.05. Echocardiographic predictors encompassed a reduced left ventricular ejection fraction less than 50%, mechanical atrioventricular dyssynchrony, and left ventricular diastolic dysfunction, with odds ratios of 25.0, 20.0, and 15.0, respectively. These findings demonstrate that specific electrocardiogram and echocardiogram parameters can identify patients likely to acutely benefit from A5.optimized conduction system pacing for stroke volume improvement. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.